در کارگه کوزه‌گری رفتم دوش، دیدم 2000 کوزه گویا و خموش. ناگاه یکی کوزه برآورد خروش، کو کوزه گر و کوزه خر و کوزه فروش.
Hello there, good day everyone. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and we're really glad to be with you in the program The Teacher. Today we're going to talk about Omar Khayyam. I'm your host, Masood. Omar Khayyam, born on May 18, 1048, was a Persian mathematician, astronomer, philosopher, and of course, a very famous poet. Omar Khayyam is considered to be one of the most influential scientists of the Middle Ages. He's very well known in both Persian-speaking societies, such as Iran, and of course, the whole world and Western societies, as well in both academic fields and literature. So Omar Khayyam, we should note that, wrote many and numerous treatises on different topics such as mechanics, geography, and astronomy. Where was Omar Khayyam born was a city named Nishapur, which was a place that many other scientists at that time grew up. This city, which is located in northeastern Iran, at that time also known as Persia, was the birthplace of Omar Khayyam. But at a young age, he moved to the city of Samarkand and obtained his education there. And later on, he continued his education in another city named Bukhara. He had at that time, of course, many great masters and teachers, but little by little, Omar Khayyam could establish himself as one of the major mathematicians and astronomers of the Islamic Golden Age at that time, and of course later on known as a very, very great poet.
چون نیست ز هرچه هست جز باد به دست، چون هست به هرچه هست نقصان و شکست، انگار که هرچه هست در عالم نیست، پندار که هرچه نیست در عالم هست.
Besides the scientific achievements of Omar Khayyam, we also know him by his great poetry. The Ruba'iyat of Khayyam, or the four verses poems that he wrote, are considered his greatest achievement in poetry. Khayyam was very famous during his time as a mathematician, but let's say that the most influential item that or element that has made him also famous in Western societies is the Rubaiyat of Khayyam, his poetry work, of course. So his significance in poetry began by writing this book, but he was introduced to the English-speaking world at that time through a translation of Rubaiyat, which are poetic translations by Edward Fitzgerald, who was a British poet in the 19th century. There are also other English translations of Rubaiyat available, but let's say that Fitzgerald's are the most well-known, of course. Fitzgerald's translation is considered a very good translation, of course, in terms of translating the Persian words into English. It's a perfect English translation. However, the picture that is made by Omar Khayyam through the Fitzgerald's translation is not the ideal picture that we have in our Islamic society and community. We believe that Omar Khayyam was a great Muslim scholar with Islamic backgrounds and a faithful person, of course. But unfortunately, the translation of the poems of Khayyam by Edward Fitzgerald does not demonstrate this fact. So let's listen to Dr. Michael Berry from Princeton University talking about Khayyam and the picture that Fitzgerald made of Khayyam in the West.
Khayyam was known as a mathematician, as an astronomer, and he did very good mathematical and astronomical work. But his poems were not what established his reputation in the Persian-speaking world until very late indeed, some 700 years after his death. An English poet of genius takes this raw material, which is Khayyam's poetry, and turns it into English poetry so good that it enshrined the name of Omar Khayyam in the English-speaking world to such an extent that even as late as World War II, you had a famous American general called Omar Bradley, who was named after Omar Khayyam. Omar basically joined Milton and Shakespeare and Byron and other great English poets as if he were an English classic himself. The result is a slight misunderstanding. Certainly, Edward Fitzgerald was a very accomplished Persianist, but he allowed the English-speaking world to take Omar Khayyam to be some sort of merry cynic, wine-bibber, skeptic, disbeliever, someone who is basically interested in the joys of this world, in love and wine and song and meat. Whereas the real Omar Khayyam's poetry, when we go back to the Persian, seems rather to be fraught with a sort of mystical wordplay, double meaning, that traditional Persian poetry delighted in. The English-speaking world discovers Persian literature of the medieval period through Omar Khayyam because Edward Fitzgerald put his genius to the translating over to Omar Khayyam rather than to some other great poet like Firdausi or Hafez or Saadi or Nizami or Attar or even Rumi. Omar Khayyam was the choice. The miracle crystallized around Omar Khayyam, so Omar Khayyam became the bond, the link which allows English readers and Persian readers to commune in common literary understanding. That was the miracle of one poet translated by another poet.
بر چرخ فلک هیچ کسی چیر نشد و از خوردن آدمی زمین سیر نشد مغرور به دانی که نخورده است تو را تعجیل مکن هم بخورد دیر نشد.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and the program The Teacher, talking about Omar Khayyam and his great achievements in his life. We know Omar Khayyam by his poetry, and previously we were talking about Fitzgerald's translation of Omar Khayyam, the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam in the West. And the picture that he has made is not the ideal picture that the Muslims believe in and what we have in our mind from Omar Khayyam. Mainly the reason for this, let's say, misunderstanding here is that perhaps, and let's say definitely, Edward Fitzgerald didn't have a background of Islamic concepts or theological or mystical concepts. However, at the same time, Omar Khayyam was a perfect philosopher, Muslim philosopher, of course, and he had the Islamic background and Islamic concepts, and he used all of them in his poems and the Rubaiyat. But Fitzgerald, although being a great poet himself and translating the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam into English in a perfect way, but literally, he could not transmit these concepts and ideas of Islamic, let's say, issues that are in Omar Khayyam's Rubaiyat in English. There are some key terms, for example, that are used in Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, such as beauty, romance, even liquor, that, you know, make someone wonder why Omar Khayyam has used them in his Rubaiyat if he is a Muslim and these are not, you know, Islamic topics, for example, or in some parts, such as liquor, are, you know, in contradiction with the Islamic issues. There are some ideas and concepts that Omar Khayyam had in mind by using these terms, but Fitzgerald couldn't transmit these ideas because he had a literal translation of the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, and definitely because of the lack of background of Islamic issues, he could not get these points or transmit them in his translations. Let's listen to Dr. Michael Berry from Princeton University talking about Khayyam and love and beauty as a manifestation of the divine.
Persian poets like Omar Khayyam and others in the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries, and even 14th century, like Hafiz, these poets would describe the appearance of the divine. That is, God made manifest through God's creation. That is, in this Islamic civilization, we have to have the, we have to make the effort to imagine, to realize, to apprehend that these medieval poets could describe the divine as made manifest through its creation, and that only by looking upon this creation with love and realizing that every aspect of this beautiful creation is a manifestation of the divine can the soul, in a very Neoplatonic fashion, move from the metaphor, that is what you see, to the meaning lying beyond, which is the divine itself. Omar Khayyam makes the beautiful creation speak, and he says, Har chand ke rang buye zibost mara chun lale rukh chu sar ve balost mara malum nashud ke dar tarab khane khak naqash man az bahre che orost mara. And she says, although my person is beautiful, although the perfume which is wafted from my person is so agreeable, even though the color of my face could rival that of the red tulip, even though my waist is as slender as that of the cypress, it has not been shown, however, why my heavenly painter chose to make my figure. Why? Well, the answer is, he created me as a symbol of all creation. And by looking at me, you will be able to understand that there's a creator beyond creation. This is the message of Omar Khayyam in this kind of love poetry.
بر مفرش خاک خفتگان می‌بینم در زیر زمین نهفتگان می‌بینم. چندان که به صحرای عدم می‌نگرم، ناآمدگان و رفتگان می‌بینم.
Thank you so much for listening to us today to IRIB English Radio and the program The Teacher. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Hopefully we'll have you again in the next episode of this program. Till that time, goodbye.